Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
My name is Paul Kuhns, K-U-H-N-S.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here. Bear with me one quick moment.
Sure.
And let me see. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here.
Okay.
And just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address?
It's 103 Station Street, P.O. Box. This is why I'm calling. The P.O. Box number is wrong, and I've
okay.
asked for it to be changed two other times. It's almost right, but the P.O. box that should be on there is 267.
267, okay.
Instead of 276. And, I'm not going to, if you can't get it right this time, I won't be getting the product anymore. Because I got to put up with a tongue lashing from the postmaster, and I'm not going to do that.
And it was 267, let me see. Okay, let me get it pulled up here.
Okay.
And is it okay if I place you on a breathe hold?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I'm still checking into this for you. Bear with me just a few more quick moments. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me one moment. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here getting that address updated for you. Bear with me. Okay. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So
Okay.
I did go ahead and get that address changed. And it should stay the same.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm just gonna make sure. Just to make sure I have it correct, so that was P.O. Box 267, right?
267, right. Excuse me.
And that zip code was the 15698. That's correct?
Yes, that's
Okay.
correct. Yeah, it's just some, it could be something that somebody got a little dyslexic or whatever, the other times that I called, but.
Okay, well, let me see. I'm still checking into this for you.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you. I appreciate you being patient with me. Bear with me just a few quick moments.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I did go ahead and get that updated for you.
Okay. Alrighty. That's all that I needed.
Yes, sir. So it should be fixed now. I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience.
Oh, it's just, well, number one, this postmaster thinks that he runs the whole postal system up here, so, but anyway, that's another cross to bear, I guess.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you for taking care of it. I appreciate it.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Well, thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.